Houston, Apollo 8.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm waiting for my turn at the water gun. I might give some comments on the optics. There seems to be quite a band of light that goes all the way across the scanning telescope, anywhere in the vicinity of the sun. Just a little while ago, we were in a position where I could pick up the moon in the scanning telescope, and then I looked at it in the sextant, and the sky, the space around the moon was a very light blue, just about as light blue as we have it back on Earth. And it's not black at that sun angle with the moon.
I understand this light blue was showed up in the sextant.
That's affirmative. I maneuvered the optics so I could pick up the moon in the sextant, and the space around the moon is a light blue.
Roger. Can you make any kind of an estimate about the proportion of the radius, how far out that seems to extend?
Well, it extends the full length of the sextant. Actually, I could see it coming as we moved across because the band of light in the scanning telescope cut across where the moon was, and we moved in this area. I believe it's caused by the refraction of light inside the optics itself.
All right.
Also, I've been occasionally looking out to see if I could see stars at various sun angles, and at this particular altitude, it's very difficult. In the scanning telescope, the sun is very bright and the Earth is very bright. And if I look at the Earth and then try to look for stars, I lose my dark adaptation very quickly.
Roger. Do you have any problem seeing the moon?
No problem seeing the moon. When I look at the star landmark line of sight, it's a very thin crescent, but it was very visible.
All right, does the area illuminated in Earthshine show up?
Not at this altitude, and that's strange. I thought I could see that. At this altitude, the refraction of the light in the optics itself due to the reflection of the sunlight, I suspect, or Earthlight, completely blanked out the dark side of the moon at this altitude.
How about that?
Maybe we have an atmosphere around the moon.
Okay, Apollo 8, looks like that ought to terminate fuel cell purging.
Roger.